This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at 3. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the 6, that's the horse, that's it.
I always bet on 5.
The number 1 horse.
I like the 4, number 4, 4.
I like the 6.
I like the 4 horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ.
I mean it, you are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabingian.
Welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at FairmontParkPodcast.com. And, well, you can imagine, 3 to 5, Mike's not here today. Mike had some other obligations that he had to take care of. I got my man Drew working the boards. Drew, how are you?
I'm doing great.
And Drew, were you out at the racetracks this weekend?
In my dreams, I was.
In his dreams, he was there. I've told you about my dreams.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think I told Pompel that one time, that I seen his horse, and bingo, it won. He was on a chariot.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. That was like, 5, 6 shows ago? Anyway, folks, I appreciate all the great messages that I've been getting on our site at Race Day at Fairmont Park. And you know what? Thanks so much. The season's winding down. I want to be creative. I want you guys to help me out. I need to, you know, what are we going to talk about? We could talk about other tracks, other racing going on. We could talk about Breeders' Cup. We could talk about the past. We could talk history. I mean, there's a lot of things out there that we could cover. I'd love to get your input on that, too. So, please drop a message, and we'll see what we could do. Racing, we had racing September 16th, and that was Saturday. And it was a pretty good card. You know what? It was a strange night because I was like one horse away from everything. Everything on the entire race card. I was like one horse here got in the way, one horse there got in the way, but in any case, that's what horse racing is all about, and let's get to it. All right, so our first race was a 1 mile maiden claiming 4,000, and a horse named Uncle Tommy. Uncle Tommy by Uriel Lopez won this by 2.5, and it went off at 6.5 to 1 here, folks, and followed by my horse, Street Smarty. That's the one I had on top, not my horse. But Street Smarty won this, or came in second, I'm sorry. And that was Balon-Becker combination there. And, man, that was the crowd's favorite, too. 80 cents to the dollar was the wager on this one. And the two-horse Duchess Lala, and that was near 4 to 1 on that. So it became a 6-3-2. I had 3-2-4-6. And guess what the fourth place horse was? The four. Okay. So, you know, this is what I mean. This is how this whole day is going to go here. This is what I was in for on my racing on September 16th. All right. So the payoffs on this one was 6-3, $2 exact, $29.40. The 50-cent try, 6-3-2, $14.15. The superfecta, 6-3-2-4, $7.72. You know what? I didn't need that money. That wasn't a big-time money. So you know what? I'm moving on. Moving on to race number two. Race number two, we got a 6-furlong claiming 4,000. And what do we have here? We have the winner, Wildcat Light. And you know what? I had that one. Wildcat Light, Balon Victor, and that's Becker, Balon Becker combination here. And this went for 50 cents to the dollar. Everyone picked it, and everyone was happy with this one. Wildcat Light brought this one home. And I didn't really need to do much. 1 by 3.5, 3.25. So it was definitely the convincing winner there. And followed by the four horse, Awesome Heat. And that was Diego Javier on that one. Diego, and that was Lemieux. And that was a 9-1 horse. 9-1 horse, followed by the one, Awesome Asher. So we got an Awesome Heat and an Awesome Asher, and that one went off at close to 2-1. So you know what? That Awesome Heat there kind of got in the way of things and ruined a pretty good exact, I'd say, for a lot of people, including me, because I had a 2-1-4 and it became a 2-4-1. All right, I had a 2-1-4-6 looking at bits, and it became a 2-4-1-6. About that. This is what I'm telling you. I had to go through this all day. Can you believe that? Yeah, any case, I'm sure you guys aren't going to be playing your violins because you guys are feeling the same thing. Third race here, we got a 6 furlong, 3,200. And let's see what we have here. Oh, by the way, let's back this up. The $2 exact on that one, 2-4, $13.20. The 50-cent trifecta, 2-4-1. $5.65. And what is that? The 6-2 daily double that paid $17.70. And everything just went blank on me here, Drew. 2-4-1-6, $3.55 on the superfecta. And we had a 6-3 consolation there, paid $4.10. All right, that's what we got there. All right, now let's go on to race number three. Race number three, we have 6 furlong, claiming 3,200. And this one was won by the 5-horse, Runaway Gal. Runaway Gal at the halfway length there, around the track, boom, took the lead, didn't look back here, stretch, took a half, and then 3.5, could have opened up a little bit more there. Odds, 1.5-1. That was Runaway Gal, and that was Arietta, and followed by the 1-horse here, Salute the Hero. I love that name. I don't know what it is, but that really pumps me up. Salute the Hero. And you know what, folks? If you're out there naming a horse, name it something that you're going to be proud of. I mean, I've heard Next to Last. What the hell kind of name is that, Next to Last? Have it up there to Salute the Hero. That's what I'm talking about. And the Awesome Horses. That's a beautiful name. Anyway, Salute the Hero. And that was Mike James. And that was Bentler. And that went off at 4-1. Followed by the 4-horse here, Angel in My Eyes. Uriel Lopez and Kenhai. That was the morning line favorite here, and that ran third, and the people bought into that one and went off at 1-1. Actually, I had that one on top. I had a 4-5-1. It ended up being a 5-1-4. I had a 4-5-1-3. It ended up being a 5-1-4-3. All right, so you see what I'm going at. All right, so you know what? We didn't have – well, we had 6 horses in that. Or no, did we? No, we had 4. Yeah, we had 4 horses there. I guess a couple got scratched out of there. Let's see. Who got scratched? Brahm Song and Summy Baby, both stewards. They got scratched. I guess they were misbehaving. All right, so the $2 exacta here, 5-1, $21. And 50-cent try, 5-1-4, $6.65. The $1 daily double, 2-5, $3.40. You can keep that. 50-cent pick 3, 6-2/3-5, $33.90. The $1 constellation, 2-2, $1.50. And I'm not, that's the last time I give you a constellation. I think that's kind of dumb. Who the hell wants to hear that? I don't. I don't. My show, I don't want to give it. All right? That's the way I look at it. All right, now we're going on to the fourth race here. Fourth race, we got a 1 mile 70 claiming 4,000. And the winner of this one, I think everyone, let's see this. Yeah, everyone had this one. 40 cents to the dollar, what is that, 3 to 5, something like that. And this one was Would Not Mind, and that was Lopez Randazzo connection there. And, wow, again, everyone in the park picked this one, and I don't think you even need my tip sheet on this one. Second place here was the Three Beautiful Ruler. No, it wasn't beautiful. That's what I had. I had the Beautiful Ruler. I wish it was Beautiful Ruler for my green sheet, but it wasn't. It was Insaninator. Insaninator, and that was Arietta. And that went off at 6.5 to 1. And then the four horse here, No Tanks. That went off at 4, nearly 5 to 1 here. And that's what you had. You had a 1, 2, 4, 3 with Beautiful Ruler finishing it out there. Beautiful Ruler, I had second. Obviously didn't run second. On this one here, the $2 exacta 1-2, $12.20, the $1 daily double 5-1, $4.20, the 50-cent pick 3. 2 with the 5-3, or 2 with the 3-5-1, $3.60. My picks for this one was obviously the 1. I think the 1 stood out there, followed by the 3. The 3 ran a bad race to me. Finished 4th, Beautiful Ruler. And the 2, Insaninator. Insaninator, I should have moved him up. That's my trainer, too. Tommy's my trainer. He's got couple of our horses, and he's partners with one too. So you know what, I should have went with Tommy, but you know what, he calls me the black cat, believe it or not. When I pick him and the horse does something, he comes back at me, so I'm not gonna pick him. Jesus, I've never seen a guy like that. He jumps me pretty much on that. All right, so now we're moving on to race number five. We got a 1 mile 70 claiming 3,200. And this one here, you know, I had this one on top here with Prince Neff, but I sat right across from Mike, and he changed my play here for a few dollars more. You guys remember that? He did that. That was all him. So the winner on this one was Prince Neff. Prince Neff won this one by 7.5 here. Went off at close to 2.5 to 1. And then for a few dollars more, and that went off at 3 to 1. And for third place, so Rustin, and that was run by Arietta, and that 10 to 1. Prince Neff, Diego, Javier Diego. Wow, you know what? That kid, I'm telling you, I think he's going to be pretty good. He fits in really well with these guys, these jocks here. The 7 horse for a few dollars more, Trujillo. Oh, I know I screwed that up, and now I'm going to have my Spanish crowd message me. Can't you say the word Trujillo? That's it, whatever. You guys got what I'm saying here. I played this one, 7. I didn't want to play 7. I wanted the 5. So it, on paper here, I got 7, 5, 6. What do we got? We got a 5-7-6. So we had for a few dollars more, followed by Prince Neff and So Rustin. And So Rustin was 10 to 1 here. So you know what? We did pretty good on that one too. Sixth race. We got a 6 furlong. Wait. Here I did it again. I jumped the gun. I got to give the prices. All right. $2 exacta here. 5-7, $23.20. The 50-cent try, 5-7-6, $17.20. The 10-cent super, 5-7-6-1, $17.91. The $1 daily double, 1-5, $8.10. And the 50-cent pick 3, 5 with the 1, with the 2/5, $7.95. $7.95, That's a whole valet park in there with a little tip there for the guys. They do a great job over there. So, all right, so we got that. All right, so now we're moving on to race number 7. I think we're at race number 7. Are we race number 7? Let's see this. No. No, I'm sorry. We're going on to race number 6, my friends. See, the screen here blacked out here. All right? That wasn't my fault. That was your fault. That was your fault. Remember that on Adam Sandler? I love that skit when he keeps letting out gas at this psych. Okay, never mind. So we got we're at race number 6 now. Let's move on to race number 6. And race number 6 is a 6 furlong allowance optional claimer, $5,000. All right. And you know what? Everyone had this horse. I love this horse. It's my, I don't know what it is, but I keep thinking of a Hawaiian doctor. Dr. Wynn Kai. In any case, stretch run. This horse was second. Made a nice move on the outside there. Boom. There you go. Made everyone happy here. 1 by 2. 1 by 3. Almost 3 there. And a crowd favorite at the 1-to-1 here. Victor Bailon. He's been hot. He's been hot, folks. He's been getting the job done here. So Dr. Wynn here gets the win. And followed by the one horse, Exquisite Lady. Exquisite Lady. And that was ridden by Diego Javier. And that went off at that was a nice exacta. Now the crowd always get them to do that. You know, if you got two favorites there, I always say, screw it. You know, just box those two in a big exacta and make it happen. That's the way I look at things. And this one was at 2-to-1, nearly 2-to-1. And then you had Sassy and Regal here at 3.5-to-1. So let's see what I had. I had the 5 on top followed by Tris Cat. I had the 6 horse where, let's see where the hell that one. That finished 4th. All right. Thanks, Tris Cat. You know what? I'm running out of patience with this horse too. That's the second time I went to the well with this one. So Tris Cat, that was my second place horse. And then it came to Exquisite Cat or Exquisite Lady. And I should have moved that up. You see what I'm saying? I had like one horse consistently ruin everything for me. I tell you, I get no respect, I tell you. We got race number 7. Race number 7. Wait, how about it again, huh? We forgot the price tags on this one, too. $2 exacta, 5-1, $11.80. The 50-cent try, 5-1-3, $5.10. We got $1 daily double, 5-5, $7.90. The 50-cent pick, 3, 1-2, 5-2, 4. 5, that's a lot of numbers there. I don't know what all that means. You know, yeah, give me a pick 3. That's all we're asking for here. 1 with the 2, with the 5, with the 2, with the 4, with the 5. You know, man, that's rocket science to me. That paid $7.95 for all you guys out there. And let's see any. And was it? Yes, we got a claim here too. We do have a claim, and that was Exquisite Lady. Exquisite Lady got claimed. How about that? Let me see who the hell claimed that. It's interesting here. Let's see. Race 5, race 6. And that was claiming prizes. Exquisite Lady. And I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing who claimed it, though. Claiming prize. Oh, no. It didn't get claimed. It had a tag on it. Okay, that's what it is. All right, I got it now. It didn't get claimed. Everyone relax. Didn't get claimed, and you put down your pitchforks and your torches. No one needs to burn down anything. Everything's cool. 7th race here, we got a 1 mile 70 claiming 3,200. And let's go to this one. Let's check this one out. And the winner of this one, you know, I didn't do bad at all. I just had the problem putting the exotics together. You know, the exactas and the tries. But the 6-horse Tack Rap won this one, and that was Uriel Lopez. And you know what? Stretch run, 2nd, and moved up nice. And won by nearly 2. Followed by the 8, Clara for 3. Sierra for 3. Why did I say Clara? The dot there. I didn't get the dot. Sierra for three here. And that paid 16 to 1 on this one, folks. And that was Mike James, followed by the Four Horse Realty Inn. And that one was the other favorite. That one was the real favorite here at 1 to 1.5 to 1 here. So what did I have? I had Tack Rap on top here, followed by Cowgirl Tin. And that horse is still running somewhere. No. And that was that one off at nearly 4 to 1, and nothing happened there. Followed by Reality Inn. And like I said, that did get a third there. But again, I just missed one horse from a lot of things happening here. It didn't work out. But in any case, I had a lot of winners on top, but so did you guys on that. $2 exacta here, 6-8, paid $94. That's what I want to win. That's what I'm talking about. The 50-cent try, 6-8 for $30.15. I could have been a little bit better there. 6-8-4-3 on the 10-cent super, $21.66. The $1 daily double, 5-6, $7.90. I did hit a lot of daily doubles, though. How about that? And the 50-cent pick 3, 2 with the 5, 2 with the 4 with the 5-6, $13.10. And the 50-cent pick 4, 1, 2, 5, 2, 4, 5, 6, $15.80. How about that? Nothing to really write home about. And that concludes our racing for September 16, and that was Fan Appreciation Night. So I'm glad you guys all appreciated that. How about that? Let's move on to September 19, tomorrow. Matinee racing, my friends. Boom. There we go. Day racing. I hope to get that one horse I'm missing. I need that one horse to get everything going again, okay? So this is what we got. Our first race starts off with 6 furlong claiming 3,200 here. I went with my little darling Santiago Becker connection, 7 of 5. It finds dirt again, and it's better on dirt. I think this horse brings home a win here, followed by the 5, Rosie's Relish. And that's Arietta with Nance, and Nance has been doing really good lately. And we're looking, he's a closer. She's a closer, so I like this one, too. I 4 to 1, I like this one to be second. And the one here, Royal City, Lopez Butler. What can you say about Butler? Jesus Christ, the guy's been on a roll. You want another magic carpet ride, this is it here. This barn's been on a roll, too. And the 6 to 1 may find itself up the ladder a little bit more. Gotta look at all Butler's horses now with respect. So I got the one horse Royal City. So I got a 6-5-1 here in the first race. Second race, we got a 1 mile claiming 4,000. And in this one, we took the 6 horse. And okay, jump me, I don't care. It's that Becker combination. Santiago Becker is a very good combo here. It's like peanut butter and jelly. These two go well together here. I like Silent Congrats here. Santiago Becker, 2 to 1. Drops in on the tag here, too. I think it's going to win. I like it. It's low. It's on the low end here. Why not? Let's roll with it. Followed by the 4 horse here, the Ridge, and that's De La Cruz Campbell, 3 to 1. Invader can get the job done. Needs to be close, though. Can't let the traffic get to him and fall back. He's got to get a little close here to make a late move. It's an Invader here. He hasn't raced here before. And followed by the 7 horse, Say All Pray For Me. Say All Pray For Me. What the hell was that? Let me check that. What the hell did I write down here? I got to look at that. It's a 7 horse. Say all in a prayer for what? Say a prayer for me. Well, yeah. How about that? Say all a prayer for me. Okay. Yeah, well, you're going to need a prayer for you, pal. But I think you're definitely good enough for the trifecta here. This is Molina and Dill. Dill's, you know what? He doesn't have that much, but this trainer's been really active and really gets the job done. He's a kind of trainer that he's kind of like those small campus professors, you know, small classes to where the students learn better, and this is the guy here. So I see this being a 6-4-7, and that one's a 4-1. So we got a 2-1 followed by a 3-1 and a 4-1. All right, so that's what we got for a second race. Let's move on to the third race. Third race, a 6 furlong allowance optional claimer, 8,600. Is that right? 8,600. How about? No, it's not. It's claiming 4,000. The purse is 8. I better rewrite that. Let me play some soft music in the background. Okay, I'm back. I'm back, and the third race, I have the 3 horse on top here, Flying Phoebe, or Phoebe, however you want to call it. This one's the winner in my book here, and that's a, wow, can you believe it? I got 3 Santiagos in a row here, Santiago and Butler. Butler's been outrageous. Are you kidding me? This guy is on a streak here, a 40% clip, my friends, 40% clip, and this is 30 races, 12 wins. Boom! That's got to get respect there, and it's a live horse here with a live jock. I'm jumping all over this one, 2-1, well worth it. Followed by the 5 horse here, Heidi Who, and that's Giles and Randazzo. I got this one at 5-1, finds dirt today over synthetic. Numbers were down on synthetic. I understand that, but now you're going back on dirt, and he has done much better on dirt, okay? So that's where I'm going with this one. I got the 3-5, and I got the 6 here, Catherine Eugenia. I bought into Catherine before, Katharina or whatever. And, I just think the 5's a little bit better, but it's going to be right there. Katharina will be right there, and that's a Molina-Cox combo. And that duo right there is pretty good. 4-1. It's stepping up. It's stepping up a little bit. It's stepping up just a tad bit. You remember that on Goodfellas? You were a little out of line. You're a little out of line. But in any case, I think this horse is stepping up a little bit here, and it's going to feel the heat. So I got this one being a 3-5-6. Third race. All right. Race number 4. Race number 4. We've got 6 furlong allowance optional claiming 5,000. And once again, I don't know who the hell's doing this, but I put down on there 8,600. That's the purse. I don't put that down normally. What the hell's the matter with me? All right. So this is allowance optional claiming 5,000. 6 furlong. I got the 1 horse on top here, and that's Shanghai Red. And that's our new man here, Diego. Diego Martinez. Rafi. I love Rafi Martinez. He's my guy. 2-1. Been claimed 4 times within a year now, folks. This horse has been, and you know what? If you're going to claim a horse, you always do a little backup on it. You ask the groomsmen, you ask trainers, you ask whoever the hell you can ask about a horse. So this horse has always been clean. And today, I think it gets the job done. It's been running. It just ran at Arlington. Now it's here. I think Ralph wants to win with this horse, so that's what we have here. What do we have? Yeah, it's 5,000. They did put a tag on it, 5,000. Shanghai Red here. That's who I got. So 2-1, followed by the 6, Affirmative Song, and that's Baylon Durham. And this is a 5-1 horse. Front speed tries to go gate the wire here. If it's not the way that Durham likes to. Yeah, the guy likes to always come from behind a little distance. But right now, I think this horse is really in great position right now to go up front and stay up there. And one's gonna have some work here, folks. That's what I'm seeing here. The 6 is going to definitely give him all the work it could handle. Followed by the 2 horse here, Green Means Go. And once again, we got Butler. And this horse really looked good last time out. Last time out, Green Means Go put on a nice show here. It was previously trained by Mike Nance, and now it's in the Butler camp. And both camps, I'm not going to say, oh, now a new atmosphere, new scenery. Forget about that, because Nance He's got a sharp way of doing things. So does Butler. I think the ownership is great. Chris, man, he's my guy. He's my guy. And I think they claimed this one, and this horse definitely looks pretty good. Looks pretty good. I like this horse to get third and maybe even move up one here. He's got his work cut out. I like to see the horse do good, though. All right? So that's what we got here. We got a 162. 6 furlong, allowance optional, claiming 5,000. All right, so let's move on to race number five here. Race number five. I see you guys are all into this one, right? Race number five, we got a maiden claiming 4,000. You better have a couple drinks before this one, because this one might put you to sleep. But in any case, it's a horse race. It's out there to make money. That's what we're here for, make money. Money makes the world go round, you know? So race number five, we got the five horse on top here. Oklahoma Lizzie. Gotta like that name, Oklahoma Lizzie. Kind of like Thin Lizzy. Remember that band? Oh, I love Thin Lizzy. Boys Are Back in Town and the Cowboy. Matter of fact, my Cowboys did pretty bad yesterday. Whew, Jesus, they just couldn't do anything with that ball. Anyway, forget about my Cowboys. Oklahoma Lizzie here, Santiago Ken High. And this is a 5-1 horse. This is my long shot play today, and I'll tell you why I like this one. Because the real contenders are on the outside here. The 8, 9, and 10 to me are the horses that are going to be the ones to beat, but they're so far outside, and they've never been outside like that, okay? So I think that they're outside. They don't have the outside speed either to get back inside. So you know what I'm saying? They don't have the speed to get back inside, so they're going to stay outside. They're going to be like 6, 7, 8 wide, and they're going to be like, hey, what's going on here? I got to get back inside. I can't get it back inside. There's a lot of traffic here. Boom, I'm going to lose it. So I got the 5 here that's going to sneak off and win this one. That's what I got here, folks. I think that's the way you got to look at things. A 10-horse field with the horses that are maiden claiming 4,000 that haven't run outside, forget about it. I'm taking the 5 horse here. Oklahoma Lizzie, Santiago Kenhai duo here, 5-1. This combination, I think, is what we're looking for here for my long shot play today. Moving on to race number 6. Race number 6, we have 6 furlong, allowance optional, claiming 30,000. 30,000! Wow! And the purse, $15,000, very respectable. And I guess what's respectable is seeing the guy that has the winning horse here that I think, and that is the 2-horse DiRapa. DiRapa is coming in from Arlington Park. What is this? Fairmont, let's see what it's got here. Let's see. Well, it's ran at Fairmont Park, and both times it ran at Fairmont Park this year, 1x4, 1x2, made the crowds happy. I mean, this is going to be tough to bring this horse down here. I like DiRapa, gets the job done, and this is a Santiago Becker. It's a 9-5 horse, so it obviously it's not, it hasn't really made the better, I mean, the morning line guy didn't make this one 4-5 or even money, because there is competition in here. And my next play here is the 5-2 horse, and that's the 4, Infinite Mischief. And big number last time out. Allowance optional claimer ran a 10,000, shot a 96 on the board. And in July of this year, July 8th, this horse shot a 102 speed power number here, speed buyer number. That you can't avoid it here, my friend. I mean, that is a big number. It ran a 102. I mean, that's you can't ignore it at all. I like that one for my second place here, Infinite Mischief. And that's a Baylon Becker combination there, too. You got a Santiago Becker. You got a Baylon Becker. Any more Beckers out there? If Becker gave me a horse, I think I'd get it in the top 3 or 4. And then we have our Purging the Stone. Purging the Stone always gives everything it's got. And it's a Fairmont Park type of horse to where, you know what, this horse doesn't tolerate sitting in the back here. And last time out, it did take on Infinite Mischief. It did indeed, and it did beat it. So those two went after each other, and Purging the Stone did beat it. And you know what? I wouldn't blame you one bit if you turned it up a notch here and went 2-3-4. Let's go with a 2-4-3 or 2-3-4. How's that sound? That sounds like something that I can work with here. So that's what we have. We got Purging the Stone, and that's Lopez Hammond. Those two guys hook up, and it seems like Lopez knows this horse really well. This is going to be a nice horse here for some sort of exotics on the 2-3 or 2-4-3. That's what we have. It's not going to pay. I think you're going to have to play this a little straight here, okay? So you're going to have to play like a $10 trifecta straight, 10-4-3, or play a $10 on the 2-3-4 straight. That's the way I would have approached it. All right. Moving on to race number 7. Race number 7 is 1 mile 70. And this is a allowance optional claiming 5,000. And let's check something out here. All right. Race number 7. And we have the 7 horse on top here. Briar Hill Baron. Briar Hill Baron, and this is Molina Walker. This is a 6-1 horse, my friends. I put a 6-1 horse on top here. I got this one on top because the last time out, it won, and it got claimed from the Sturridge camp. Now the whole focus on Walker is this horse here, and I think they put it in the right spot. I like this horse here to come back and win. You know what? They couldn't have changed too much about the horse. It just got claimed. I think it's going to be and you know what? I'm a big Holy Bull fan. That used to be one of my favorite horses. That's a sire. And, 5-year-old Holy Bull, forget about it. I'll take it anytime. Probably all silvered out and everything. I've done really well owning these type of horses. So we got Briar Hill Baron on top here at 6-1, the 7 horse. Molina Walker, followed by Bo Ransom, and that's Diego Wilborn at 2-1. And let's check them out here. Yeah, always in it. What, 1, 2, 3? 4 times running this type of level here, and I tell you what, 4 times finishing second place. This horse definitely deserves some respect here. I hate to say it, but I'm looking at number 5 for second place here. So that's what we got, 5 in a row for this cat being second. Bo Ransom, Diego Wilborn, and Nafer's Best. And Nafer's Best is the 3 horse. And Nafer's Best just last time out really showed a lot there. Made a nice, nice move on the inside there. And boom, it won by 3. 3.5, actually. It was in third place by 6, and boom, it moved it ahead of 2 and just won this and took first by 3 spots. So that's what we have. We have a 7-2-3. And for my, I guess if we're looking at a superfecta on this one, let's throw the 5 in there too, Invictus. Giles and Burgess on this one. Burgess, yeah. Moving on to 8th race. We got 8 races here, my friends. 8th race here is a claiming 4,000, claiming 4,000, 6 furlong. And I went with the 4 horse on top. 4 horse, let's check him out. And that's, what the hell kind of name is it? Anniwake. That's A-H-N-I Wake, okay? Anniwake? Oh, forget about it. The 4 horse, I got the 4 horse. And that's Durham and Santiago, and that's 9-2. You know what? I think it's dropping in class here. I think it's got enough here. And Durham, yeah, he should be able to get by this one. I mean, the guy's been moving up the ladder a little bit. He's at 13% clip right now. He's got the right jockey on. I think this horse will win. I got Unawake here, Santiago Durham, 9-2, the 4 horse, followed by the 9, Ice Attack. Now, you see, that's a name, Ice Attack. Let's check Ice Attack out here. Ice Attack, last time out, it attacked from the back and took second, but you know what? It really dropped it low in class, too. It went to a claiming 4,000, 2-lifer. It's been running allowance optional claiming 10,000. Finally got into something there where he's competing, and he should have finished off the group there. I think I had him last time out. Didn't do the job there. Didn't get the job done. I think it doesn't get the job done here, but not 9, Ice Attack with Molina Childers gets 5-2 look at second place for me. And I'm going with the 5. 5 for third place here, and that's Arkansas Traveler. Yes, sir. That's Arkansas Traveler. And that is Uriel Lopez with Ritana. Ritana. And what's not to like about this one? You know, it. The only thing I don't like about this is I take a lot of stock into, I know Mike doesn't, but I do. I look at the 2-life, 3-life. I look at restriction on horses. If you're a restricted horse and you've seen state breds and you've seen 2-lifes, you've seen 3-life, to me, you know, you haven't really been in a tavern. You haven't been in an open tavern. You've been in clubs where they've allowed certain people in, okay? In a tavern, they allow anyone in, and that's when it gets a little tough in there. That's the way I look at things here. And Arkansas Traveler, well, he's been running 2-life, and he hasn't gotten the job done in 2-life in what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's like 7, 8 starts, 2-life. He hasn't gotten anything done. So that's what we got on this one. We got the 5 horse at 4-1. Arkansas Traveler to get my third place spot. And I'll go with the 1 horse, Socorro. 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 See, I like that name. Socorro. 20-1. 20-1 in my superfecta here. At the back end of my superfecta. And I'll tell you why. I like this horse for one reason. If it catches any glimpse of 2016, I like it there for my superfecta at 20-1. He may even go a little bit more than that. I'm taking that. I'll take the field because nothing here really stands out in my mind to really write home about. I like this horse on the back end of my super, 21 Socorro. So that's what we have, my friends. I think this is our last Tuesday matinee racing, and Saturday's our last day of racing. So thank you so much for being a part of the show. I appreciate everything that you guys send to me with messages and everything. I really would like to know, though, really seriously, if you guys can message me about what to do on the off season. I think I'm going to take like a month off maybe and just look into some ideas. I may do that. I may do the show still. It's really what you guys give to me, and we'll roll with that. So I appreciate it all, and I hope you guys have a great day at Fairmont Park. Matinee racing is outstanding. And you know what? This global warming, I know it's been bad for all parts of the country, but in this part right here in Midwest, we're enjoying the 80s and 90s, folks. It's been outrageously good. I think I'm going to grow a tropical tree maybe. That's what I'll do. I'll plant a tropical tree. We're going to have weather like this year-round. When's the last time we shovel snow here? Huh? That's something to think about. Any case, my friends, have a great matinee racing. Cash those winning tickets. And, hey, listen to our show here at FairmontParkPodcast.com. And check out our show at Race Day at Fairmont Park on Facebook. And leave some messages behind you, personal messages, and I'll get to it. I'll see what I can do with it. All right, thanks so much, my friends, and I'll see you next time. Take care.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmont Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmontparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.